I'd like to say it's a joy tonight to be gathered out at the Lord's house. I went to the choir tonight and led a song, and we really hope that may have sufficed this evening. And Lord laid a little thought on my heart earlier today, and y'all pray for me tonight. I stand in need of prayer, I'll be honest with you. Thankful for the opportunity to get to come gather out, Williams. Don't get to see you that often anymore. I love all of you. There's some new faces here that I don't recognize, but I love you too. You know, the Lord changed something in me. Yeah. I've been just as sorry from time to time in my life as anybody could be. But the Lord changed something in me. He took out some things that didn't have no business in my life. And He put some things in that I didn't know existed. I'm going to read some tonight out of Numbers chapter 13. I'm going to start reading here in the 26th verse and just read the rest of the chapter, and y'all just pray right out of the bottom of your heart this evening. Verse number 26, the 13th chapter of Numbers says, "And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and shewed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Now, I desire your prayers this evening, but I thought tonight about how that they had, right there in the very last verse that I read to you, how that in their own sight they were as grasshoppers, and it goes on and says, and so they were. But I thought this evening how that God had led them out of Egypt. He had showed them His might and His strength, and showed them what all that He was capable
example of how that he defeated those Egyptians, how that he smited them with all those plagues, and how that he parted the Red Sea and destroyed all those Egyptians. Israel had seen that the God that they were following now was a mighty God this evening. Hey, can I tell you tonight, church, if you follow it, the same God that I'm a following this evening, he's a mighty God, and you ain't no grasshopper this evening. That's the problem today, church. We have convinced ourselves that our God has lost some strength, that he's got weak, that we can't do nothing. But tonight, church, if we'll submit ourselves unto him, stand still, he said, there in one place, and see the salvation of the Lord. The God that I serve tonight, he hadn't got weak this evening. They went into that land. Hey, that was the plan from the very beginning, whenever God first came to Moses, was to deliver Israel out of that bondage that they were in down there in Egypt, and send them to a land flowing with milk and honey. They got down there and found that land. Hey, what a beautiful land. Can I say tonight, I felt like we're singing about it up there in the choir a minute ago. That number 8 there, is not this today, the land of Beulah. Hey, church, we got a beautiful place, and we ain't grasshoppers in it. I thought how... that Joshua and Caleb over there, they came back. Hey, they had a staff cut and thrown over two men's shoulders and just to carry one bundle of grapes out of that land. Hey, the pomegranates, the water, everything that mankind needed was in that place God had gave them. Bible said that he gave them that land. He told them to go and to search out that land that he had given them. The land that he had given them. Hey, church, God has given us something wonderful today. And if we let somebody else possess that land, then shame on us this evening. Christians ain't meant to be some weak group of people to be run over. We serve the living God this evening. I thought about old David over there. Whenever old Goliath, he was standing on top of that mountain, and all of Israel was standing on top of another mountain, and he blasphemed the name of the Lord. He told him, he said, hey, if they be one man among you that can stand against me, we'll just bow down and serve you. Bible goes on, says, they'd come together and they'd get ready to start feuding, and here'd come old Goliath, all 9 and a half, maybe feet tall of him. And the Bible said that all of Israel over there, they were shaking, church. They was scared of him, knowing good and well what their God was capable of. David got out there. He said, what meaneth this thing? Hey, why are y'all just standing here? Why this uncircumcised Philistines over there blaspheming God's people? Hey, what's the matter with you? It's a pretty valid question, ain't it? What's the matter with you when you're viewing yourself like a little old grasshopper tonight that can't do anything? David told him, he said, send me over there. He said, I'll defeat that giant. Bible said some of the captains in the army there, they really took notice of those things that David was saying. And they went back over there to Saul and told him the things that David was saying. And Saul sent for this little ruddy young man. Said to bring him over here. Put his armor on him. Going to send him out there in the battle that he might defeat that giant. Now, I don't know what it may have looked like, but I just imagine old David over there all right, old great big armor. I'm not, the way I read the book, I believe old Saul was a pretty good sized man. And there old so ruddy boy was standing out there with all this oversized armor on him. Somebody else's sword girded on his side. He said, well, I can't go into battle wearing this stuff. He said, I ain't proved this stuff. He says, hey, old Goliath, now, he's a man of war from his youth up. He said, David, you ain't nothing but a youth. You ain't never even been in war. He said, well, I was standing out there guarding my father's sheep. He said, I was out there guarding the flock, and there was a bear and a lion came along and got up one of the sheep out there. He said, so I smote him in the name of the Lord. He said that this uncircumcised Philistine ain't going to be no different. I don't believe he ever wavered about it. I don't believe he doubted God's ability. I believe he just went into battle knowing that the victory was already his. Bible said he stopped on his way down through there, bent down there in the brook, and he picked him up. I believe it was 5 smooth stones down there. He had his staff in his hand, had his slingshot, and had his shepherd's bag right there on his side. Hey, church, he went into battle with those things that God had provided for him tonight. I want to stop right there for just a minute. And I want to tell you, God's provided us with some things. Hey, God has provided us with some things tonight, church, that we might go into battle for Him. And can I tell you tonight that the battle ain't mine? God's done got the victory. All I got to do is be willing to go. Be willing to go. Bible said that little old ruddy young man, he got down there, and that old giant, he said, what am I, a dog, that you've come to me with that stick in your hand? And David told him, he said, I've come in the name of the Lord. You got your helmet on your head. You got your sword. You got your shield. But I'm coming today in the name of the Lord. While those other big men of war was a-trembling in their boots and running from the sight of this giant, the Bible said that this little ruddy young man, just wearing a shepherd's outfit, if you'll have it, he ran towards that giant. He took that sling, the Bible says, and he slung that stone, and the Bible said that it sunk in the forehead of that old giant. Tonight, church, we ain't no grasshoppers. They said, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so they were tonight. Hey, can I tell you tonight, we ain't a defeated people. We ain't no weak group. Hey, we got the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit. We ought to be a running faster than David was. We got something special tonight, church. The Bible said that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood tonight. There's something different about us than them old saints of old this evening. There's something different about us. But all too often, Brother Bruce, I'm afraid that we look in the mirror and we see old Jimmy Cricket in there. We see them little old grasshoppers whenever we're looking in the mirror. Can I tell you tonight, church, that it don't matter what this world throws at us. I got a God tonight. Who can this evening? I got one who can. I don't know who you're serving, but can I tell you this evening, if you're serving the same God that I am, you ain't no grasshopper tonight. Christ came into this world. He lived a perfect example for how a Christian is to be. Now, you read all through the scriptures. You'll read where Christ was doing things for folks. You'll read where he was humble, but you'll also read where when the time called for it, he was willing to flip the tables over and get him a cord twisted together and take it like a bullwhip and run those folks out of the temple. Can I tell you tonight, church, we ain't no weak group of people this evening. We ain't. We ain't no weak group of people tonight. I don't know why this is a message this evening, but this is all I got. And all I know to do is just stand on the Word of God tonight. We ain't grasshoppers. Israel stood over there on the banks of that Red Sea. The way I looked at it on the map now, they was kind of in a little pocket. There's water on three sides of them. Here come the Egyptians in behind them. And boy, they got tore up telling Moses, saying, hey, Moses, you've just brought us out here that we might die out here just because there wasn't enough of graves in Egypt. He said, Moses, I would to God that we was back over there in bondage tonight working for them Egyptians. Yeah. Unfortunately, church, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us tonight. Hey, has been rescued out of Egypt. Hey, we've been saved tonight, church. We've been taken out of that place. We're sitting here fearful of the world, looking at a knot over our shoulder saying, just take us back to Egypt. I don't like that part, preacher. I'm sorry, that's what I got. I don't like that part. Hey, can I tell you tonight, church? We ain't grasshoppers. Oh, Moses, he got out there and he prayed unto the Father. Do you know we all got that too? That's the most powerful tool in our shepherd's bag this evening. The power of prayer. Hey, I know I'm getting off track. But Jesus told Peter over there. He said, Peter, he said, I prayed for you. Peter said, Lord, I'm ready to go to the grave for you. He said, Peter, I prayed for you that after you're converted, you might help the brethren. Peter said, I'm ready to go to the grave with you, Lord. Hey, I ain't no grasshopper. I'm ready to go to the grave with you. Hey, he said, before this night's over, Peter, you're going to deny me thrice. He said, before that cock crows, you're going to deny me. Y'all know the story. I ain't going to go through all of it. Peter told him, he said, I don't know him. They said, well, I'm pretty sure we've seen you with him. He said, I don't know the man. He said, I'm about positive. I've seen you running with Christ. He started to cuss then. Do you know what? I told Josh, sit up after revival that night, it didn't look good on him. It didn't even look like him when he began to try to act like the world. Hey, tonight, church, we different than the world. I know we ain't maybe big in stature, but we giants this evening. When we get in our place and we live for God, the enemy tonight, he goes to quaking this evening in his very boots tonight. Bible says over in the book of James, he says to submit yourself therefore unto the Lord. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Hey, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you this evening. We need to get back to that point, church. Like our fathers was, all those men of old, we need to get back to drawing to the Father this evening. People need to see something different on us. God's people, when it's time to go to church, we ought to be here. We ought to be on time tonight, ready to serve the living God. They ought to be something different about us. Hey, when we see folks coming in late and sitting down, and I hope nobody ain't on the back row, I ain't talking to you, but we see folks come in, sit down on the back row, don't want a blessing from God, they viewing themselves tonight like grasshoppers this evening. We ain't grasshoppers. I know that sounds simple. Do you know salvation's that simple? Bible says it's so simple a child can understand it. If my Bible teaches me I ain't no grasshopper, that I got some pull, I got some power tonight. Hey, I've got some pull tonight. I've got some power this afternoon. I'm not a defeated people. One day after a while, this world might hold me down and kill me, but they ain't defeated me this evening. I thought about old Job over there. His wife told him, said, why don't you just curse God and die rather than be in this shape that you're in? Job told her, he said, you speak as a foolish woman. He said, as long as there's breath in my body, these lips ain't going to utter deceit for the Lord. Hey, tonight, church, that's where we need to be. No matter what this world holds up in front of us, no matter what this world threatens us with, as long as there's breath in this body tonight, and I ain't no grasshopper, I'll not be uttering deceit for the Lord. We ain't seen you in a long time. It'll be all right if you don't come back for a long time. That's all right, too. I still love you this evening. I still love you tonight. And if you got God down in your soul this evening, you may get mad at me, but you still ain't no grasshopper tonight. You prepared this evening to go into battle. God's done give you this evening some tools tonight. They done been tried this evening, and they work tonight. It's our job as Christians not to get hung up on doctrine and eschatology and all these things that create division in the church. Hey, our job tonight as Christians is to lead folks to a thrice holy God. Hey, we ought to be ambassadors this evening for the kingdom of God. They ought to be able to look upon us and see that God has some mighty power about Him. Anybody tonight that knows old me knows that God's got some power this evening. We sang a little song up to church, says we've got the power in the name of Jesus this evening. We've got the power. Can I tell you tonight, church, we've got the power in this place. We ain't defeated. Christ done came to this earth, lived that 33 and a half perfect years tonight. He was a perfect sacrifice. He took on this old sinful flesh, except He did not sin. Gave His life on that old rugged cross tonight, Brother Crafton, that we might have life this afternoon. Not so that we could view ourselves as grasshoppers in the face of our enemies, but that we might be a separate people tonight, a strong people. Hey, tonight we are a fortified church tonight for the living God this evening. John told him when he was over at that island of Patmos, he said, behold, I see a new heaven and a new earth coming down like a bride adorned for a groom. He said, the old one's passed away. Hey, do you know that those Jews back there in that day, they viewed that temple like heaven and all the area round about that temple. Hey, that was their earth over there. Have you ever said to your friend, what's going on in your world? They know what you're talking about. They know you're talking about that area round about where they live. And that's what these Jews know. They know that old thing was a passing away. Hey, Christ, He came out of that temple. He told Him, He said, behold, I leave unto you your house desolate this evening. Him saints, Him old disciples, they came out there. They began to show Jesus. They said, look right here. You see how big and pretty this building is? He said, what's going to be the sign of your coming? Hey, what's the sign of it tonight? The truth is, church, Christ has set you free this evening. Come to know the truth, Jesus told him. He said, the truth tonight will set you free. And you'll be a strong people. You ain't got to be weak. We ain't going to be grasshoppers, church. Hey, as long as we're serving the living God tonight, we are a strong people this evening. We was up after revival last week or week before. There's something went on in the church, and boy, it got me beat down there. I thought, Lord, help us. What are we going to do? I was trying to take pressure on myself that didn't belong to me. I thought, well, the Spirit's done been quenched now. God's done took up. He's headed out on us. He ain't even going to be here to bless us anymore. And that night, Josh gave me a call just out of the blue. And he said, I was pastoring a little old church over there and had an old preacher man to come to preach for me. He said, old man had him a little bit of a speech impediment. And as a young man got up and got in himself up there testifying and trying to preach. And he said while he was up there going, he heard that old saint of God sitting beside him saying, please don't leave. Please don't leave us tonight. He was begging with the Lord that his good spirit would not leave. Yeah. We ain't a defeated people. I felt defeated that night. Went home. Didn't feel the good spirit of God the rest of the evening. Boy, I was defeated. I got over there and I got to reading about Jacob. Bible teaches me now that he was scared to death. Hey, he was headed back over there to Esau. And he knew his brother used to hate him. He knew that his brother wanted his life. He was scared out there. He got to praying earnestly with God. And the Bible said that he wrestled until the coming up of the sun out there. He got to wrestling now. Hey, that's the problem. That's my problem. I ain't going to talk to y'all about it no more. That's my problem, Lord. I know it's my problem. I'm too apt to give up this evening. We ought to be a digging tonight and clawing this evening that God might bless us tonight. I thought to myself, do I really think this Savior that came into the world gave His Son now for me while I was yet in my sins, knowing how sorry I was? Gave His Son for me, Brother Darrell, that I might have life. Now, do I think this evening, church, that because one man got out of line just a little bit, that God was going to take His Holy Spirit away from everybody in the church? You know who stayed and got a blessing? Everybody who wanted a blessing. You know who didn't? I looked in a mirror, and there I was beholding a grasshopper. Instead of a saint of the living God this evening. We read all through the Bible. We read where them disciples, they healed folks. Peter got so close to the Lord that his shadow passed by people and they'd be healed. And I think because somebody said something I didn't like it, God's just going to leave the whole church. Shame on me. We ain't a defeated people. Ain't that good? We ain't a defeated people. We ain't grasshoppers. God can still do all things just like He's always been able to. And He's still got the victory just like He has since the beginning of time. That's as far as I can go. Y'all can